Five Steps to Expert. How to go from business novice to elite performer. Author, Paul G. Shemp. No matter how great people are in their fields, they all start as beginners. John Wooden, an expert basketball coach, put the single sentence he had reflected on for so long. Success is a peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you did your best to become the best you are capable of becoming. The hunt for excellence in human performance has led to the exploration of many new areas. If you are willing to learn what it takes to become an expert, you will elevate your level of expertise and success. While experts represent only a small percentage of the top performers in every field, everyone can become more expert in what they do. The three keys to expertise. Expertise is neither a birthright nor an innate characteristic. Most people have an opportunity to gain a higher level of expertise in their chosen profession or business level of expertise. There are three keys to expertise. Each key is under your control and instrumental in moving through the five steps to expert: beginner, capable, competent, proficient, and expert. You cannot go directly from step 1 to step 5, from beginner to expert. An expert is someone who consistently outperforms his or her peers. The secrets of their consistent and superior performance are found in three keys to expertise, which are: the first key is experience. The principal challenge to attaining expert-level performance is to induce stable, specific changes that allow the performance to be incrementally improved. The second key is knowledge. Experts use unique strategies to acquire, retain, and apply large quantities of information. The third key is skills. Experience and knowledge provide the critical foundation for decision-making, but achieving outstanding performance takes more than thinking. It takes action, and the actions of experts are defined by their skills. If you acquire and then make use of your extensive experience, knowledge, and skills, you will develop expertise in what you do. To help beginners become productive quickly, training instructors often offer a progressive sequence of steps that translate easily into action. Step 1. Beginning as a beginner. To become competent in your new role and prove yourself worthy as a beginner, you learn the rules and norms that govern behavior in the new workplace. Your conception of doing the job correctly includes decisions based on the workplace rules and traditions. When you're a beginner, you seldom feel you have personal control over conditions and events. That feeling can lead to a lack of sense of responsibility for the consequences of your actions or inactions. You need to learn from your experience and gain more knowledge to reduce mistakes and increase success. Beginners usually develop a repertoire of professional skills by combining observations of experienced colleagues, personal trial and error experiences, and recollections of early role models. Step 2. Converting to capable. When you have some level of experience in a workplace, you move beyond simply following procedures when undertaking tasks, but you still maintain a tight focus on meeting the job requirements rather than focusing on the purpose or quality of your performance. Increased expertise emerges when you examine a new experience by searching for a solution or decision from previous experiences rather than relying strictly on established rules or prescribed procedures as you did when you were a beginner. In time-pressured situations, capable individuals look for patterns in the situational cues. When you see the features of the events unfolding now as similar to those of events you previously experienced, you can make decisions based on the decisions made in those previous, similar situations. Beginners may solve the immediate problem with little understanding of the long-term consequences of their actions. As a capable performer, you may still be somewhat rule-oriented, but now circumstances and context can guide you in how to apply the rules and in knowing when to ignore or flex the rules a situation dedicates. Capable performers also look to sources outside their immediate circle of daily activities for new information to solve old problems or discover an innovative practice. In addition to continued experiences and depending on colleagues, capable people become aware of areas of strengths and weaknesses in their professional practice. Step 3. Cultivating competence. When knowledge and skills are combined with experiences accumulated as a capable performer, competence is cultivated. Competent performers not only get the job done, they get it done well. Competent performers commonly use goals and long-term plans to guide decisions and actions. They're able to distinguish important from unimportant factors when analyzing situations. They also plan contingently and have a sense of timing and momentum in making decisions. You are competent because you now possess certain characteristics that you did not have when you were a beginner or a capable performer. These characteristics contribute to your ability to undertake tasks and responsibilities with greater and more consistent success. These characteristics enable you to elevate your level of expertise, and continuing to cultivate them will maintain your level of competence and perhaps elevate it higher. Step 4. Practicing proficiency. Competent performers do their job well, but those who step up to the proficient level of expertise not only get the job done well, they achieve results, as they are clearly and consistently above the standard. Proficient performers work harder and longer than most people, but what really sets them apart is that they also work smarter and more skillfully. Gaining expertise takes dedication. Proficient performers dedicate themselves to actively searching for opportunities to gain new knowledge and perspectives, continually practicing and refining requisite skills, and working to learn all they can from their experience. Proficient performers usually have a strong sense of personal responsibility, and they have highly developed perceptual skills. They use efficient routine to handle everyday tasks. They also analyze and solve problems with forward thinking, and they have the ability to predict future events with a high degree of accuracy. Step 5. Excelling to expert. The level of performance experts achieve is linked directly to the characteristics that define their presence in the workplace. Experts seek knowledge insatiably and have a superior memory. They attend to the atypical, plan extensively, and act intuitively. They also execute skill gracefully and automatically. They are able of meeting inadequacies and failures with corrective actions. They are usually self-monitoring. Experts do not collect information simply as a matter of habit or interest. They can tap their extensive knowledge to envision many ways of using equipment, skills, strategies, facts, facilities, or objects for multiple purposes. Whereas those with less expertise might perceive only a single purpose. Knowledge is power. The secret to understanding the knowledge you need to increase your expertise is not simply to load your brain with as much information as it will hold. When you're capable, you begin to see similarities across contexts and start using strategic knowledge when making decisions. When you reach competence, you add the ability to distinguish the important from the unimportant, and you have a sense of timing and momentum in decision-making and plan execution. Experience is cumulative, so we strive to improve today over what we've accomplished yesterday by making adjustments to yesterday's actions.